finance and economics.
The labour market. Despair no more. Even American men are doing better.
America's politicians have long worried about the rising share of men out of work. More on the sidelines means slower economic growth, heftier benefit payments, and a frailer social fabric. During the election campaign, both candidates have offered policies designed to tackle this long-standing problem. Donald Trump proposes sweeping tariffs and clamping down on illegal immigrants. Kamala Harris vows to revive traditional male sectors, not least manufacturing. What the two candidates fail to notice is a recent trend in the labour market. Men are getting back to work without such disruptive policies. The share of male Americans either in employment or looking for work had been falling for decades, shaping political perceptions. In the 1960s, some 97% of prime-age men, those between 25 and 54, were economically active. By 2015, just 88% were. Since 2021, however, the share of prime-age men in the workforce has increased by 2 percentage points, reaching its highest since the global financial crisis of 2007-09. The improvement has been particularly pronounced among non-white workers, whose labour force participation rate is higher today than at any point over the past three decades. What caused the initial exit from the workforce? Some economists argue that the problem was on the demand side, with automation and globalisation reducing the need for low-skilled workers. But the problem's persistence across business cycles suggests that this does not offer a complete explanation. Others point to supply-side causes, such as the greater availability of disability insurance and the spread of opioids. Indeed, Alan Krueger of Princeton University found that nearly half of prime-age men out of the labour force in 2016 took pain medication every day. Since the COVID-19 pandemic, America's booming economy has increased demand for workers, creating opportunities for low-skilled men. Over the past 3 years, America has seen some of the fastest growth in male labour force participation in the OECD club of mostly rich countries, which has occurred alongside an unprecedented rebound in the male employment rate. In most recessions, the employment rate for working-age men falls and never fully returns to its previous level. This time has been different. Lavish stimulus and loose monetary policy during the pandemic have supercharged demand. Supply-side factors also seem to have helped with the turnaround. For decades, the share of men receiving disability insurance benefits increased along with economic inactivity. In 2015, nearly 4.6 million men below the retirement age were on the disability insurance rolls. By last year, that number had fallen to 3.7 million. Over the same period, the number of men who cited disability as a reason for not being in the workforce dropped by 500,000. Monitoring of disability insurance has become more stringent. Less positively, as America has aged, many men have transferred from disability to retirement benefits. There is still progress to be made. America's male labour force participation rate remains relatively low, lagging behind countries including Britain, France and Germany. Getting men back to work remains a sensible enough goal for both presidential candidates. Nevertheless, the ultra-gloomy picture depicted on the campaign trail no longer matches reality.